This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh passed away in Delhi yesterday at the age of 92. He had been receiving treatment for age-related medical conditions and experienced a sudden loss of consciousness at home. Resuscitative measures were immediately initiated and he was brought to the medical emergency at AIIMS, New Delhi at 8:06 p.m. AIIMS Delhi stated that despite all efforts, he could not be revived and was declared dead at 9:51 p.m. Dr. Manmohan Singh retired from the Rajya Sabha in April this year after serving for 33 years. Born on 26 September 1932 in a village in the Punjab province of undivided India, he served as India's 13th Prime Minister from 2004 to 2014. A 7-day national mourning will be declared in honour of the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Sources have confirmed that all government programmes scheduled for today will be cancelled. Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites will be conducted with full state honours. A meeting of the Union Cabinet is scheduled to be held today at 11 a.m. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. In her message, the President said, Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who also straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also expressed grief. In his message, Mr. Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed deep grief. Mr. Modi said that India mourns the loss of one of its most distinguished leaders. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also expressed grief. Mr. Shah said Dr. Manmohan Singh played an important role in the governance of the country. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has also conveyed his sadness over the loss. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has expressed that with the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, India has lost a visionary statesman, a leader of unimpeachable integrity and an economist of unparalleled stature. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also mourned the death of former Prime Minister and shared heartfelt condolences to his family. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has revealed that the profitability of banks has increased for the sixth consecutive year in 2023-24 and continues to rise in the first half of the financial year 2024-25. According to the report on trend and progress of banking in India to 2023-24, released by the RBI on Thursday, banks reported a return on assets, ROA, of 1.4% and a return on equity, ROE, of 14.6%. The report also highlighted that the asset quality of banks has continued to improve with the gross non-performing assets NPA ratio falling to its lowest in 13 years, 2.7% at the end of March this year and 2.5% at the end of September this year. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms, gusty winds and lightning at many places over East Rajasthan, Punjab, East Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Marathwada, West Rajasthan and the Gujarat region today. Assam and Meghalaya can experience dense fog in the night and morning hours today. The weather office further informed that cold day conditions is very likely to prevail in Himachal Pradesh today. India reduced Australia to 311 for 6 at stumps on the opening day of the fourth test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne yesterday. Debutant Sam Constance sparked the home team's charge with a scintillating half-century, marking a dream debut with some stunning strokes. Usman Khawaja, Marnus Labuschagne and Steve Smith all contributed with 50s on a good batting surface. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. Both the teams have won one match each in the 5-match series. And with that, we come to the end of this news bulletin.